Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. The basketball community is mourning the death of NBA legend Kobe Bryant at age 41. The former Lakers guard, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven others died after their helicopter went down yesterday morning about 30 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Bryant won five NBA titles during a 20-year playing career spent entirely with the Lakers. He retired in 2016 as the league's number three all-time scorer and remained there until Lakers forward LeBron James passed him on Saturday. In yesterday's scores, the Pelicans thumped the Celtics 123-108. And the Knicks downed the Nets 110-97. Nets guard Kyrie Irving didn't play for personal reasons after learning of Bryant's death. In men's college basketball, Siena ripped Quinnipiac 84-61, Monmouth topped Iona 94-88, and Tulsa beat UConn 79-75. In women's college basketball, Wake Forest defeated Syracuse 65-60, and George Washington edged UMass 50-47. The NFL also paid tribute to Kobe Bryant last night with a moment of silence in the first half of the annual Pro Bowl. The AFC beat the NFC 38-33 for a fourth straight victory in Orlando. And in tennis at the Australian Open, Simona Halep reached the quarterfinals with a 6-4, 6-4 win over Elise Mertens. On the men's side, Stan Wawrinka defeated Daniil Medvedev 6-2, 2-6, 4-6, 7-6, 6-2, and Dominic Thiem reached the quarterfinals for the first time with a 6-4, 6-4, 6-4 win against number 10 Gael Monfils. I'm Jesse King.